Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. This is a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts, or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. And I didn't put out a topic. I got Bluetooth in my car and I got YouTube on my phone, so I've been playing a lot of gospel songs and this and that. And on the way to work, you know, take about half hour to get there, half hour to get back. So I'm just playing this music. And it just the other day, it told me, said, well, why aren't you listening to the word and not just the music? So a couple of days, two, 3 days ago, I started listening to scripture. And I started Genesis 1. And I listened to that 2 days. I listened up to, I think it was chapter 11. I listened to it over and over for, you know, it wasn't that I was trying to, you know, listen to the Bible just continuously, go from one chapter to the next and keep going. No, I played it, then I played it over again. And I thought maybe tonight we could speak on that. In the beginning, God. Okay? Now, real quick, I'm going to have a little introduction. Good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome, Margaret. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes, we're glad. And you have... not only become a part of the ministry program, but you have encouraged me. And I'm sure there's others on here that you have encouraged by your words, by your life in Christ. And we're just thankful that you could.
Good.
Yes, yes, just thankful that you can contribute. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I'll tell them something specific. No, but just by sharing some of your testimony, I'm pretty sure it affects a lot of people, even though they may not have went through the same thing you went through, but you described how God was there to help you through and to keep
yes.
you. And he's still there helping you and keeping you. And we thank God for that.
Oh, yes.
Truly, we thank God for that. Okay? All right. All righty. Okay. Now, this, hey, sis. Come on, sis. I know you're there. Come on. Okay.
Good evening.
I see what happened. I heard you. I see where you you called and then you hung up. I got you on here twice. I'm sorry about that. Good evening,
mm-hmm.
and glad to have you also.
And good evening, Sister Margaret.
There she is.
Good afternoon, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, and you are such a blessing. It's good to hear your voice always.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. Okay, I get a blessing just listening to you guys.
Well, praise God. Praise
God. Well, thank God for that. We thank God, truly. Okay. Now, sis, you will you help me to read a little something this evening, or... Would you be able to?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have first. We'll have prayer first, and then we're going to get into whatever we got, you know. And a lot of times, you know, I have opportunity to give a lecture at my church on Fifth Sundays, and you know, at, there in the beginning, it was like, well, I don't know what to talk about a lecture. Am I supposed to be trying to preach or give a lecture or just talk to the people or what. But, you know, there was a couple of times when I really didn't have anything, you know, but I read the word and I got some other stuff printed out and written down. And there were times when the word, you know, God just gave me what I needed at the last minute. It wasn't that I had to have print a whole lot of papers out or write a whole lot of information down. I had it within me and had it already to use. I just had to present it, you know, and in the right type manner. I had to throw it together. But God, you know, he's always there to help us out no matter what we're going through. If we ain't even going through nothing at all, he's still there, you know. And I truly thank him for that. I thank him for the opportunity for this program, this ministry, because God's going to, this year will be 6 years having this particular and God has blessed the ministry to where the name changed. In the beginning, it was A Voice from the Street. And then it went from that to Voices from the Street. Been there, done that, keeping it real. And it went from that, God was blessing. And it went from that to, I believe it went from that to A Voice from the Street to Pleasing God. And now finally, a new beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Okay, this exemplifies my life and my wife. We're both serving God, children of God, and you know we encourage other people, and we get encouraged by other people, and we don't just pass people down because they're sinners. No, we speak with them also, you know, because we all can learn a little something. You know, generations change, and we not necessarily change with them, but we keep the word the same, but our approach is a little different so we can get people's attention, okay? But to God be the glory. Let's have prayer. Prayer for sick and afflicted, those bereaved families who've lost loved ones. Pray for our neighbors on either side. Pray for our children. Pray for our spouse, our own selves. Pray for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Aunts and uncles, cousins, male and female. We pray for the people we work with, those that still have jobs. We pray for the super. We pray for the governments, especially of this country. We need to pray for the government. Things have just changed. Man wanting to fill his pockets. Man wants to fill everybody's head with his his advice and what he wants people to do, and just put God on the back burner. And let's pray that God will give us what we need when that time comes. A person asks us, why do we believe in this name, Jesus? Why do we think the Bible is correct and all this stuff? You know, people think, well, we don't need the Bible no more. You know, it's an old thing. But if you actually look at it real quick, the word says, to God, one day is as 1,000 years, right? So Jesus Christ, he was God in the flesh. He came down here to reconcile man back to himself because there was nobody worthy. Nobody. Now, there were men that were just and lived upright, but there was nobody worthy. No human person was worthy to reconcile mankind back to God, but God himself. So with one day being as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day, when Jesus was here walking the earth, they estimated it was, 2,000 years ago or so, right? Okay. So we're just in the second day. You know, we're not 2,000 years. We're just in day number two. Day number two. And God, he created the world and everything in it in 6 days. And the seventh day was his day of rest. So we can't be trying to time this thing, but to just live right. Live right, honor God, acknowledge him for who he is, and praise and worship him, because had it not been for the Lord, where would we be at? We would have been gone a long time ago. Okay? Now, All right, we're going to let's go to God in prayer. Okay, Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and truly thank you for the time that you have given us. We look to you for all things in life, Father God, because you created us and not we ourselves. You are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and you are our all in all, and it's in your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead on the third day, and all power in heaven and in earth was given. So we acknowledge and recognize you, God. We recognize you first of all things, Lord God. And we know what you can do. We have seen what you can do. Praise God through prayer and through your Son, Father God, and through your Word, God. What we really need in our life, not a pay raise or not another a protest, a march. Praise God. We need our souls saved because there's life after this life, my God. And we have to go somewhere. Life fasting with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit or to the of fire. Praise God. We honor you and truly thank you, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, we give you this meditation, Father God. Give ear to this meditation that we offer up to you, Father God, because we know of you. We have seen, we know you can do these things for us, Father God. And it's not that we're asking anything, Lord God, but life, health, and strength. And help us to stay saved, Father God. Stay separate from the world, Father God. We are your chosen people, Father God. We are the children, the sheep of your flock, Father God. We honor you and truly thank you, Lord. We ask you to touch the sick and afflicted. Give authorities, Father God, and not for them to go on their own decisions, Father God. Come to you in prayer, Father God, asking you, what must I do, Lord, to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
And come to you for all things, Father God. Whatever you have us to do, we should have a mind to want to do that because our soul belongs to you. But we give you the praise, Lord. We know that you can honor these prayers, Lord God. We know that you can. But whatever you give us, Father God, your will be done. We'll accept. And we have to understand that all things work for the good of them that love the Lord. So no matter how close to the edge we have been pushed, God's will, if we live by his word, and he will honor our prayers. He will honor us with our being in life. Let us stay separate and unspotted from the world, Father God. Help us to walk in the light, Lord God. Help us to separate and stay separate, Father God, not to fall back because we have an urge, Father God. We've been tempted, and we want to just taste sin one more time, Father God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father God. Help us to claim your spirit and keep your spirit no matter what we go through, Father God. From the worst thing to the best thing that could ever happen to us, which I believe is being alive to see a brand new day. Praise God. Thanking you, God. Thanking you, Lord. Look to you to bring these things to fruition. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Praise God.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm a witness. He's good. I'm a witness. He's good, John.
Yes.
He sent me back where I ran away. He sent me back.
Yes.
But he sent me back in my heart, Father God. I
thank you, too.
Yes. He picked me up. Yes. He took those dirty things off that I used to wear, God. And I thank you. And he put me where I was needed, back with my family. And I thank you, God, for that. Giving you the praise this evening. And thank you, God, for my wife. Thank you, Lord. I truly thank you for my wife. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. She needs me, and I need truly. Thank you, God. Okay. Right, the first book of Moses called Genesis. Okay. Now, I'm going to read something a little quick, and then just you can read some scriptures after that, okay? Just to take a minute or so. Okay. All right. Genesis is the book of beginnings. It records not only the beginning of heavens and the earth, and the plant, animal, and human life, but also of all human institutions and relationships. Typically, it speaks of new birth, the new creation, where all was chaos and ruin. With Genesis begins also that progressive self-revelation of God, which culminates in Christ. In Christ, praise God. The three primary names of deity or deity, Elohim, Jehovah, and Adonai, and the five most important of the compound names occur in Genesis. And that in an ordered progression, which could not be changed without confusion. Lastly, but not least, the problem of sin as affecting man's condition in the earth and his relation to God and the divine solution of that problem are here in essence. Praise God. So this is Genesis. It's the book of beginnings. The book of beginnings. It speaks of new birth, new creation. So in the beginning, all things were made new. All things were made new. And every day that God worked, creating this and that, every day there was something new created. Something every day was created, something new. You know, I look at it towards our lives. We are allowed to rise up on a new day, brand new day, never seen it before. So if we call ourselves children of God, why isn't it that we are doing something new each and every day? Not the same old day. It's a brand new day. But we as human beings, we tend to bring yesterday into today, you know, instead of cutting yesterday off. Cut yesterday off because we can't bring it back. We can't change nothing, you know. Everything that's been, that was done yesterday, it's gone. It's dead and gone. We cannot carry it over into a new day. We can come up with something new in a new day, and we can better ourselves in the Word and possibly get closer to God, you know, share with Him more of ourselves, you know. Okay, all right. Sis, you want to read a few lines of Genesis 1? And what you can do, let's see. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I'll tell you what. Let's see. You can read just chapter 1, verse 1, and then we can skip over. Then we'll skip over to, verse 1, and then skip over to, skip over to 24,
25,
26, 27, okay?
Genesis 1, verse 1.
Yes,
and
1, verse 1,
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. That's Genesis 1, verse 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
20.
Yeah. 24. Start at 24.
That the earth brings living creature. after his kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After his kind.
You're breaking
cattle. Cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind. And everything that creepeth on the earth after kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us take man in our image after our life, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. On down. So God created man in his image and the likeness in the image of God created he, him. Male and female created he them.
Yes.
Down to 27.
Okay. You can do 28 and then we'll stop there for a minute. Okay.
And God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it and dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you, sis. Thank you. This right here, of course, this comes from the Bible, the Holy Bible. Now, I have King James Version. I'm pretty sure that sis, she's reading out of King James Version also.
Yes. Yeah.
This shows us or tells us, lets us know, that God, not me, not the Chrysler Corporation, not Google, you know, not the city council, no, God, in the beginning, it does not tell us about anything before that. In the beginning means there's nothing before that, nothing. So this was in the beginning. God, he did this. Now, you know, we went to school, they got that Darwinism, you know, or the Darwin theory about how men came from animals, right? So if that's the case, how did men stop coming from animals? Kind of should make you wonder. If man came from animals, how did men stop coming from animals? You know, did they have their own mind of after so many generations, they're going to stop being created as animals and just start being created as human beings. You know, it should make a person wonder. You know, man puts his ideas out there, and he wants other people to follow him, follow his lead. You know, but it's like the Pied Piper. He leads, you know, he's playing his music and everything, and he leads a group of kids or whoever. He leads them down to the river. They drowned or wherever, you know. And people say, I trusted in you. Excuse me. I trusted in you. I believed that you was going to do this and do that and look out for us. And look what you've done. You did nothing for us. You did all this stuff to benefit yourself. And this is what we see in the world. It's never ending. Never ending. And God created everything before he created man. Then he created woman. He created woman. Then God called both of them Adam. He didn't call them Adam and Eve. He called them Adam, both of them.
Adam and Cain.
Or the woman Eve. He called her Eve because she was the mother of all living. Human living, that is. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand, get to that point, understand that there is a creator. And real quick, let me just, I should have had this earlier. Let me just do this real quick so people won't be kind of misled or think I'm talking about something else. The meaning of the word God. The word God. Okay? Who is God according to the Bible? Let's see. God in Christianity is believed to be the eternal, supreme being who created mm-hmm. and preserved all things.
All things.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Christians believe in a monotheistic conception of God, which is both transcendent, which means wholly independent of and removed from the material universe, and immanent, involved in the material universe. God is a spirit. He's no being, human being. No. We can't follow this. God over here. You know, we're not supposed to form it. That's a trap. It's nothing but a trap from Satan. You know, it's a trap. God, the supreme or ultimate reality, such as the being perfect in power, wisdom, and goodness, who is worshipped as in Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism, as creator and ruler of the universe. And the universe is all this stuff here, hooked up. It's not just he created Asia and somebody else created Africa. No, he is, how do they call that? He is all power over all things. Now, we are allowed to make decisions, you know. It's a part of life. But man can't create anything that's not already out there.
Mm-hmm.
When God created, he created everything in the earth for man, the animal, mm-hmm. the ore, the gold, all this stuff was already in the ground. The oil, it's already in the ground. Now man's crying, oh, the oil's going to run out by 20-something or other, you know. How can he know that? Because mm-hmm. of his little mind. And see what it is? Mm-hmm. Man, he enough money off the oil. Now he wants to go to something else to keep that big money flowing. Electric cars. And I believe that's a dangerous thing. You have all this, you're in an electric field riding in that car. You know? And I believe it's dangerous. Well, God willing, the car that I have, I want to keep it until whenever. Not necessarily that I don't want no more car payments, but ain't nothing wrong with it, so why should I run out? Just because Tom, Dick, and Harry advertise on TV, come on down, we'll give you a good deal. I don't think so. I got a good deal on the car that I got, and until that deal drops, good, you know? Yeah. But in the beginning, God, not nobody else. It wasn't my parents. No. No. This started with Adam and Eve. And it's trickled down through the years. Sin began in the garden. So there was no relief for sin. So God had to do something because he created us. He loved us so much. World and gave it to us. He did. In the beginning, he created it all and gave it to us. But, you know, like they say, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, you know, and sometimes you overdo stuff. And from that first fruit in the garden up until now, the world's been crazy. It's been crazy. Man trying to bring about some relief, especially with the economy and this and that and taxes and interest rates. There's nothing man can do because he created this thing, and the only way to stop it is to start from scratch. And there is no way man can stop everything and start from scratch. No, there's no way. There's no way. So they keep adding to the problem, making it worse and worse and worse. So generations to come, they have less and less opportunities. For our generation, the price on everything is going up sky high, you know, and the poor, it's like what they say, the poor are getting poorer and the rich are getting richer, you know. But see, they situated the laws and whatever else to accommodate themselves. It was not created for the people, because if it was, we would all be in the same boat. There wouldn't be no billionaires, you know, be a lot of millionaires. A lot of other people with a whole lot of money, but not just, what do they call, 5%ers or something like that? They hold just about all the wealth, you know? But that's unfair. And we, as a people, we need to turn to God. We do. We need to turn to God. Well, get rid of that sin. Yes. What is that scripture? Do you remember, sis? Oh, God knows. I can't. I just saw it a little bit ago. Goodness, I can't remember. It's a certain action turns to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw it. I saw it written down. But anyway, there is a way out. If people would stop
who will call by my name?
No, it's about repentance. Goodness of God, turn it to repentance. I can't call it out. The goodness of God that he brought me out, he brought my wife out. You know, he brought the saints in our church. He brought them out of situations they were in. And it's not that we're living free and clear of any and everything that goes wrong. No. No. We're just protected, you know. if we get sick and we pass away, there's a scripture for that, you know. If we're living a godly life, we will be in by the Father. Because all souls are his. And Paul, I believe, Paul, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And that is
Amen.
what our life should be all about in the first place. That's what it should be about in the first place. You know? Because God made a way. He made a way. We don't have to live as this ugly world lives. We're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world, you know. God takes care of his own. Just like sis, she's got a son, her oldest son. God put him in her life because her husband left her, put him in her life to the point to where he was going to take care of his mother no matter what. And he's in his 50s, and he's still taking care of his mother, you know. She can tell you, God told her that he was going to take care of her, and he has been doing that down through the years, you know. And I'm his dad, and it's not that, you know, I'm on him, okay, you know, come on, you know, you got to change your life, you know, you got a hand out all the time. No, it's not about all that, you know. We want our kids to be saved. You know, it's good that you're helping your family, your mother, do this and do that financially. But, you know, we want our people to be saved. You know, we want our people to live as we do, best we know how. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. You know, of course, there's TV and this and that and whatever else. You know, but we still have that time that we spend with God, our Creator. This is what we need to be doing. Everybody needs to be doing. Not wait to go to church on Sunday and, you know, leave. And, what, an hour after leave church, you can't even remember what scripture the pastor preached on, you know. Our life should be an example of how a person should live. God created us because he loves us. He sent his only begotten son to die in our place because he loves us. And he still loves us. we, his children, You know, we're not under that grip of sin, you know. Whereas, let's say back before the flood, man's thoughts were continually sin. His thoughts were continually sin. Always thinking about sin, doing something wrong to somebody, you know, trying to satisfy oneself, you know. But we just have to get over and get around that. We have to take control of what was given us. We have to. And if we don't take control, we will be lost. And I'm pretty sure nobody's going to the lake and coming back, or nobody's going to hell and coming back and tell you, you got to get your life together. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work. We're given the opportunity right now to do the right thing, so we don't have to worry about that. And it's all written down for us. Everything in the beginning were all nice and pretty and no problem and whatever else. And when sin came along, they got kicked out of the garden. Paradise. You know what I'm saying? They got kicked out. Kicked out. Man had to sweat and work. And the grass really wasn't green then. The grass was turning brown some places. Thorns and thistles. Who eats those? Or who would even think to eat that stuff, you know? But things change for the worse because of what man did. And it goes down through all generations. All generations. All. Every last generation. We're not going to get by. As the word said, it rains on the just and the unjust. You know? The just and the unjust. Yes. Sis, you got anything to add? While I look for this one scripture here.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. I was trying to find this one scripture here. Okay. I believe that is, God knows I can't think that. I thought it was in Romans. Hebrews. Let's try Hebrews 1. I'm not sure if that's it or not, but I'm going to go there real quick. I'm going to go there real quick. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 11. It's about our body, holy and acceptable unto God. Let's see what. Let's cancel that. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting it in a minute. Okay, holy and acceptable. Oh boy, there we go. All right, here we go. Romans 12 and 1. Okay. Romans 1. And, you know, and most people, I guess just about everybody, they think, this is my body. You know, I treat it the way I want to treat it. You know, I'll do this and I'll do that. It's my. But the word of God lets us know this body is like on loan, you know. It's on loan. We are servants of God. We're made in God's image and likeness. We're made. And God is not about any type of destruction except where sin is involved. But by us living for Christ, things that we need to do, and they're very simple, we as human beings, we make the simple so hard. You know, we are looking all around the answer, and it's dead straight in the front of our face, and we're busy looking around somewhere else for the answer because we want to be the ones that have it on the back. But it's not about that because we create nothing. We created chaos. But Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, in other words, I'm begging you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable, and be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of mind. Prove what is that good and acceptable and through the grace given unto, this was Paul, to every man that is among us, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And if it's a smaller measure of faith or a large measure of faith, we need to work on that faith and build that faith. Faith should be a part of our lives, so whereas if things don't go our way, we shouldn't be stressing. You know?
Yeah.
Faith. Faith. It's a belief in something that you can't see. You can't see it, but believe in your heart that it's going to happen. And if your faith is, what they say, the size of a... what is that, sis? If your faith is the size of a mustard seed, your size mustard, and that's very tiny. You can move mountains. You know, we can move mountains. Yes. That's faith. Believing in something we can't see. But we believe until the point to come to pass. And it's about us having faith for a big house or a whole lot of money? No. It's about simple things. It's about our lives and our souls. Our souls are worth something. You know, we just don't live in this body and burn it up and tear it down and whatever else. No. It's about this life of bones, back to the dust of the ground. It's definitely going back to the dust of the ground. Yes.
Okay.
All right. In the beginning, as I said a little earlier, each and every day, a new beginning for everybody, God allows to open their eyes in a brand new day. That new beginning, I don't care if it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, a new beginning is something brand new, something never before. New. Brand new. And it's not for us to bring the same old thing into a new day, because that kills them again. The same old thing is going to take that brand new day and turn it into an old day before it even gets started good. You know? In the beginning of a new day, let us rise up with prayer for God that he allowed us a new day, a new beginning, a new start, you know? And not the same old same. Because a lot of times our minds get caught up with what happened yesterday. Nothing we can do. We don't have control over yesterday, you know? We don't. But we have control over how and the things that we do, whether they be good or bad.
If we allow
God into our lives a brand new day, not necessarily jumping on the knee or thing, but just thanking God for opening my eyes. Thank you, God, for a brand new day. Lead and guide my steps to do the right thing. You know, to give an answer of someone that asked me. Why? How? You know? A new day. New beginning. New mercy. New mercies. And grace. And we put all to God, our Creator. He created us. We created chaos and havoc in our lives. I know I did. I created a whole lot of havoc. Didn't have to, but I did because I was able to, you know. I was just stupid. I was doing what the enemy, what he suggested I do. My mind wasn't on none of that. And I was led to a where there was drinking and partying and carrying on women and whatever else going on. Hey, and I went and I said, this is okay, even though it was dangerous, you know. And it's through my, I just threw my life to the enemy, you know. And he took me down some dark roads. But to God be the glory. God let me. He did not let me. He brought me up out of there. And he does the same thing for his children, for the saints. You know, it's not that we were all perfect when we were born. You know, we all had issues. We all had some issues. Some things needed to be changed. And we just didn't have the power to change them. Recognized as God. God created all things in heaven and on earth. We recognize him and the power that he has, you know, to sustain us from day to day. You know, we're missing a whole lot. There's a whole lot of blessings. And the blessings aren't about money. They're not about wealth. Not all about wealth. Of course, there's some wealth in there. We could be blessed to talk to our children, grandchildren. You know, that blessing can be on us that we pass it to them, and that will help them change their lives. Or we could be blessed to help our neighbor. They may be going through something, and you may not know it. You know, God, he'll allow you to speak to that neighbor. That problem or whatever that issue is, it will come out, and you'll be able to help your neighbor. These are blessings, y'all. You know, not what we would expect blessings to be. No. Mm-hmm. I'm just blessed to be alive. That could have been dead twice. Could have been killed two times that I know of. And the other blessing is he kept that away from me that I didn't even know about. There are evil things that approach us in our lives that we know nothing about. And how do we get around that? It's not that we were lucky, you know, or I anything about it. No, because it was the will of God. It was God's will that we still have life, breath in our bodies, and to God be the glory. We have to honor him. Yes, we have to honor him. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. Honor him. And acknowledge him for who he is. And give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. You know, thank you, Lord, for my blessing.
Amen.
You know, how you have brought me through, I think it was 4 or 5 lung collapses, and then I had issues with my thyroid, and then I got prostate. I'm going through treatment with that, with this medicine. But you're still blessing me, Father God, to see a brand new day. You allow me to rise up and to give you thanks. You're blessing my life, God, with her life and health, my God. And whenever we need to, we can call on Father God. Anoint our God and call on you. And we know that you'll answer, Father, and your time. And we just wait. We just wait. Because we know the end. We know what the end is going to be because you worked in our lives before. And we truly honor you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we truly love you, God. We love you. We love you. We owe it all to you. All to you.
All to you, Lord.
That's right. And we should not be ashamed to call on the name of Jesus. You know, they either got a law, they're trying to pass a law to where they don't want people to try to convince people that Jesus is the way, you know. They want to block that, but not they, it's Satan. Satan, he is the prince of the power of the air. And therefore, he has people working for him, just like I was working for him out there in the street in New Jersey and New York. You know what I'm saying? He's got people doing his bidding for him. And people are doing stuff. You see a young boy, you hear about somebody getting killed, and before you know it, what, 18-year-old boy kills somebody? Where's he going? He's going to prison probably for the rest of his life. If he doesn't get killed in prison or more charges while he's locked up, you know, that is insane. It is insane. It is so much insanity. Insanity. Because in an argument with somebody, you're going to shoot them. But you can't be that bold and bad of a person because you're hiding. Police are looking for you. You're hiding. You're hiding. So that makes you a coward because you're hiding. You're hiding. You know, you commit this stuff, and your mind's probably not even on what you're doing. No. And then when it's over with, the dust settles, you're trying to figure out, man, how did I do that? Why did I do that? And you get in prison, and inside prison is another prison. It is. It is another prison. Just don't get locked up. When you go to prison, everything gets locked up. Your body, your mind, your freedom, you know, everything gets locked up. And a person has no which way to go, but, you know, they get that much caught up or they turn to the Lord. But why not do that before a person even get that far? You know, just say, yes, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Separate yourself from the world, you know. Separate yourself from the world. Like I said, if you're saved and you're accepted into God's kingdom, if you're accepted by God, if they take your life, you wake up in the presence of God. You don't have to worry about the rest of this life here, friends and family. You'll be in the spot where you need to be, you know. But we have to give it up, y'all. We have to want and we have to stop being scared. I just looking at that a little earlier, real quick. I'm going to read that. And then if there's any comments whatsoever, we're going to shut it. Now, this is here, right here. Now, this is Joshua, the book of Joshua. Now, God told him not only one time, I think he told him about three times. Okay? All right, this is Joshua, all right? All right, this is Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This is 6, chapter 1, verse 5. Be strong and of a good courage. Now 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. You know, this is verse 9. All this is in one chapter. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou do it. Now, Joshua, he was the second one that brought back a good report that they would take that they would take this country. And the 10 people, they were scared because they saw Jesus. But God had told them already, all they got to do is go take it. He was going to be with them. Now, last one. This is Joshua 1 and 18. This is the last part of it, okay? Only be strong and of a good courage. Now, that sounds real simple. But we can do that and stand on God's word because God is true. His word is true, you know? And once we change our lives and start living for him, we'll be able to see the benefits, you know? We won't be all messed up in the head, you know what I'm saying? Our bodies will start to heal so that we can do the will of God, you know? Whatever work he has for us, we'll be able to do that. He'll strengthen us, you know. But we have to be sincere. Because God's word, God sends his word out and it will not come back void. So if God made promises and told us in his word what we need to do, let us think to do that. And once we get started, getting our feet wet, you know, we start learning of. And we'll start all the things he's done for other people. And look how they have lived their life, how they have flourished, you know, understanding and wisdom, and how they have spread that around to other people. Because I've been told, you can't keep it.
unless you give it away. You know, you can't keep it unless you give it away. Just like money. If you think you're keeping it from somebody that really needs some and you got it and you don't give it to them, the word says you can develop holes in your pockets. I know how that is. Yeah, I know how that is. I have looked for a $20 bill so many times back in the day and said, I know I have this, a 20 or 50 or something. Can't find it. You know? They said, wait a minute. Maybe I should have gave so-and-so a few dollars or whatever, but I didn't, and I have suffered the consequences, you know. But it's only God revealing himself in situations that we need to wake up, realize that God, he is keeping us. And it's not the government. It's not the food stamps. No. It's not that Obama phone. No. That's got nothing to do with it. God, he will supply our every need by Christ Jesus in glory. So whatever we need, go to God and serve him each and every day and allow him to, in our lives, be a part of our lives. Don't be afraid. We don't need to be ashamed, you know, because if we're ashamed, he's going to be ashamed in front of his angels. I believe that's the scripture. Is that it, sis?
He'll be ashamed of us. Him.
That's right.
We're ashamed
right.
of him. He'll be ashamed of us.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
will.
How that works. It's, yes, it's
yes,
just that simple.
Will.
It's just that simple. But
yes,
to God be the glory.
God
yes.
be the glory.
Yes, to God be the glory. I thank him. I thank him for my life up and shame. I thank him for my family. I do love my family. I didn't act like it before, and it's almost like I really didn't care, you know, because I was doing other stuff. But to God be the glory. He brought me right back around, and I received this Holy Spirit on vacation, y'all. I come on vacation to celebrate my ex-wife's birthday. Received the Holy Spirit, went back to New York. Went back to New York, saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and quit my job Christmas Eve, and here I'm on a bus coming back to North Kakalaki. But God is good, and I thank him. I thank him. You know, I thank him that he was bringing my wife out of a situation also at that time. And we owe it to him. Truly thank him. And with that, I've been given the nod that we have 60 seconds. Okay? So, sis, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for reading the word. Yes, Ms. Margaret.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Margaret, we thank you for joining us once again, okay? God bless.
God bless. God bless. God bless you all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Yes. Shalom. Peace.
Shalom.
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 Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.